second aspect is going to be the transdermal. So you actually get the cooling sensation of the essential oils going into your skin. And believe it or not, it makes you forget. That's why I call it distraction technology. And then the third is acupressure. Acupressure applied at P6 point will actually increase it. It irritates the nerve that's underneath of it, and it increases the amount of anti-nausea hormones that you make. So you can actually stop getting sick before you go on the boat, a plane, a train, a car, things like that.
Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Dr. Jacqueline Darna of Puke No More. Jacqueline, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, Gresham.
No problem. I appreciate you for being able to take out time to tell us a little bit more about your business and everything awesome that you've been able to accomplish. So what I wanted to do was read a little bit about Dr. Jacqueline so you can learn a little bit more about all the awesome things that she's been able to do. Dr. Jacqueline Darna, also known as Dr. Puke No More of Pukeology Podcast, is the CEO and medical inventor of award-winning No Mo Brands. Dr. Darna made the life-altering change from medical professional to entrepreneur 4 years ago. And her products are now distributed in 12 different countries and sold in stores like CVS, Bed Bath & Beyond, Bye Bye Baby, and Walmart.com. Dr. Jacqueline, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. The first question I had was for you to delve a little bit deeper into your CEO story and tell us a little bit about what led you to start your business.
Absolutely. So they say that invention is honestly bred by necessity. And that's what happened with me. I knew every medication possible, but I got really sick. So I ended up getting sick for 3 days straight and I puked my guts out after my beautiful daughter was born. Once that happened, it changed my entire outlook. There was nothing that can be done. They asked me if I wanted to go into a medically induced coma. They were crazy, right? So the only thing that I remembered from medical school was we talked about Eastern medical principles of acupressure. And acupressure is basically just a little pressure upon certain acupressure points in the body. So I applied it to what's called the P6 point, which is right there, like on the wrist. From that point, basically, my stepmom walked in at the exact same time, and she was holding a peppermint plant. She goes, I read this on Google. Jacqueline, you've been puking for 3 days straight. Try it. Well, believe it or not, smelling the leaves really worked. The problem is I never had the leaves when I needed them. I looked like an Egyptian princess. I had leaves scoured throughout my entire hospital stay. So I asked for a piece of tape and I taped them together. So the No Mo Nausea Band was actually born out of that concept of essential oils or the leaves, the peppermint leaves, and acupressure. I put them both together. I didn't reinvent the wheel. I just basically made it better. And so now I can proudly say we are clinically approved and we can stop 80% of people from vomiting in just 30 seconds using this natural bracelet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And it's great to hear how that came about and you created a better mousetrap, so to speak, it sounds. So I wanted to delve a little bit deeper into that mousetrap. Can you tell us a little bit more about exactly like how it functions and what exactly the band actually does?
Yeah, so the band works for a variety of different items. So if you think about morning sickness and pregnancy, motion sickness by land, by sea, by air, I know that there's lots of cruising here in Miami, for example, all the way through to just upset stomach after surgery or chemotherapy and cancer. And the way it works is it's a three principle. The first is the fast-acting peppermint aromatherapy. You actually smell the band. And that smell actually traverses into your brain the fastest way through your nose. The second aspect is going to be the transdermal. So you actually get the cooling sensation of the essential oils going into your skin. And believe it or not, it makes you forget. That's why I call it distraction technology. And then the third is acupressure. Acupressure applied at P6 point will actually increase it. It irritates the nerve that's underneath of it and it increases the amount of anti-nausea hormones that you make. So you can actually stop getting sick before you go on the boat, a plane, a train, a car. Things like that.
Yeah, that's huge. And I know that a lot of people deal with a lot of obviously motion sickness and things like that. So being able to do something so simple, it sounds like, to be able to counteract that is probably a huge opportunity for people.
And absolutely. I wanted, and it waterproof.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just said I made it waterproof and stylish. That was really it. That's because every girl, you don't want to wear an ugly 1980s sweatband whenever you're on a cruise. You want to look cute in your heels. So that's exactly it.
Yeah. And guys want to look cute in their suits as well. So we also can look stylish as well.
No, they got to look good.
There you go. So I wanted to ask you a little bit more about your secret sauce, so to speak. Obviously, you created and have built something, a better mousetrap. But I wanted to delve a little bit deeper to see if there's anything additional that you think makes you unique or your organization unique.
Absolutely. We are honestly so thirsty. And I say that being an entrepreneur or being a leader of my team, because it's not just me, there's a solid 21 of us. We are really just hungry and thirsty. And we're always attacking everything as though it was the first day. So every day that I walk into the office and every day I make sure to tell my employees how amazing they are, thank them for what they've done for me. And more importantly, how are we going to make this next day better? And what are those pathways? Because you can have a lot of determination and a lot of success. Yes, you should rejoice in your success, but don't forget that the very next step is a step forward too. So you have to continuously push and really move the industry by disrupting it altogether. And that's what I feel as though I brought to the table. I thought outside of the box, and that's the most fun because, hey, there's no limitations.
Exactly. And it's definitely needed in every industry. And it's awesome that you've been able to implement that yourself. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. The CEO hack could be an app, it could be a book, but the idea is it's something that you use or turn to that makes you more effective and efficient as a CEO.
Yep. Google Calendar is like my most amazing thing ever. I actually joke that Google Assistant, I don't have an assistant because I already have one on my phone. I believe wholeheartedly, not just for email reminders or phone calls and conversations, but it allows me and my team to actually chat with each other also. I do have to quickly shout out Dropbox because we all got to keep our files all together and everybody has the team working in synergy. And then the last one is Buffer. I'm obsessed. Again, I do a lot of things. I travel all over the world and I speak a lot. And my marketing team has to be able to get all those pictures out, make sure that my social media is on point. So again, at Nomonaja is Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, all this other stuff. I can't even imagine my life if I would actually have to push and publish each and every one.
Exactly. With all the things that you're juggling and doing, I definitely would agree with that. So that's tremendous. And next, I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or piece of advice that you might have for entrepreneurs and business owners.
Absolutely. So I always say business is the business of people, not products or services. So always look to your right or left because you never know who you're sitting next to and pitch to them if they got a pulse. Because honestly, you perfect your pitch and people will go in tribes to come help you and they'll push you and move you forward.
I love it. Yeah, everybody has a pulse and they could be a customer or a client or, like you said, an investor. So you never know. So you always try. So next question, which is my favorite question of this podcast, is really the definition of what it means to be a CEO. So I wanted to ask you, obviously having a team of 21, what does it mean to you to be a CEO?
Yep. And actually, Gresham, I do have to quickly throw in a quick story. With one of your other articles that you had done, you actually made me think about what the heck an entrepreneur actually is. And I use that in my slides in every single one. So remember, you never know what article that you're writing because it could affect and change your life. I actually quit my job as a physician in order to pursue my dream as an entrepreneur because of it. So I will say CEO means Chief Entrepreneurial Officer. Entrepreneur comes from the Latin word meaning to push forward. So being an entrepreneur, you get to push boundaries, extend far past initial possibilities, and you're not really pinned by creation, by invention, or anything like that. So as a CEO, what a true CEO does is pushes the boundaries and pushes past that point when you're scared, because you should be scared or else you're not dreaming big enough. And once you push past that almost uncomfortable feeling, there's nothing in the world that can stop you and lead your team in that same direction.
Awesome. I truly appreciate you obviously contributing numerous occasions, and I'm glad we played a small part in helping you to do all the awesome things that you've been doing. And I love that definition, Chief Entrepreneur Officer. So Dr. Jacqueline, thank you so much again for taking some time out of your schedule. I truly appreciate you. I wanted to give you the mic, so to speak, to see if there's anything additional you want to let us know about you or your business and then how people can get a hold of you.
Absolutely. Just remember, imagine a life with a comfortable pregnancy, an enjoyable day at sea, a family fun car trip, or just a headache-free day. That's what Nomonaja can do for you. So remember, go visit us at nomonaja.com because Naja shouldn't ever hold you back from anything. Follow us, trending, all that other good stuff. NoMoreNausea.com. I'm Jacqueline Darna. Thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Jacqueline. Take care, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast, powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.